You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Pharmac recently announced its decision to bring back funding for the respiratory medicine palivizumab beginning on the 1st of January 2025. Palivizumab is used to prevent respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, in children and babies, but went unfunded for a year after October of 2023. Alongside the new palivizumab funding announcement, Pharmac also announced funding for a new triple inhaler for people with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. I spoke to University of Otago professor and medical director at the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation New Zealand about the effectiveness of palivizumab, the benefits of the new triple inhaler, and what these funding announcements mean for Kiwis with respiratory issues. Pharmac recently announced its decision to fund palivizumab again, beginning on the 1st of January. How does palivizumab differ from other respiratory medications currently on the market?
Well, it's not different. On the New Zealand market, it's the only one currently available, I understand. It's a monoclonal antibody which acts to give immunity against RSV infection. So it's used during RSV season, which is really the winter months in New Zealand, and it's used to protect babies, and particularly vulnerable babies who are at risk of getting RSV infection. So I understand it's given once a month, and then the protection lasts for a month. And it is quite effective at preventing RSV. There is another medication available overseas, which is similar, but is actually longer acting, so has some advantages, but that's not funded and not available in New Zealand at the moment, I don't believe.
Pharmac also announced that it will be funding a new triple inhaler. How does this differ from pre-existing inhalers?
Okay, so the new triple inhaler is similar to, it contains medicines that we already have in separate inhalers. So there are huge advantages in having for people with chronic lung disease who need these three inhalers. There are huge advantages in having them, all the medicines packed into one inhaler, because it's easier to take. You only have to remember to use one inhaler, and you get, and there's some added benefits of getting all those medicines at once. So for the people who are eligible for it, who have quite severe chronic lung disease, this is an advantage. There is an alternative there that we already have, a triple inhaler made by a different company, which is already funded. And so this new inhaler is probably equivalent to that one. There's probably not a great deal to pick between them, except that the new inhaler will have a different way of operating. And so some people get very used to using a particular type of inhaler, and changing between types of inhalers can be very difficult. So it's really good that we've now got an alternative to the medicine that's already there. So people have got a choice.
You already touched on this, but how will the new funding for this medication and triple inhaler benefit those eligible?
Well, we know that people who with severe lung disease often end up on three different inhaled medications. We've got several inhalers now which combine two medications, but then you have to have another inhaler with a third one. And that's really difficult for people, because if you've got a spray inhaler and then one you have to suck, and they all work differently, it's really difficult to have good technique with all these different inhalers. So having one inhaler that you can learn to use and learn to use properly is a huge advantage. It also means people don't miss out on getting one of the medications, that the combination of medications all works well together, and it means that people don't miss out on using just one or the other, and that they get all the three medications that they need. Now, not everybody needs all three, and that's a discussion that patients need to have with their doctor, and it may take some time to work out which inhalers each individual person needs. But quite a few people do end up on needing all three, and having them in one inhaler is a huge advantage.
Going back to palivizumab, you mentioned that it's effective for treating or preventing RSV. What is RSV and what might its effects be?
I don't think it's used for treating it. I think it's only used for preventing it. So RSV is a viral illness. It's particularly nasty in young children. They get a nasty respiratory infections, which we call bronchiolitis. And particularly for young babies with other health problems, it can make them very, very sick indeed. They may need to go to intensive care. Some babies might not survive. So it's a very, very devastating illness. It can affect older people. I do see it in elderly people as well, and it's a really nasty disease in elderly people. But the people who have the worst illness are really young babies. And so palivizumab provides a form of passive immunity. It provides it's a monoclonal antibody which provides antibodies that neutralize the RSV. So if a baby becomes exposed to RSV, it gets neutralized before they actually develop the infection.
Why are young children more vulnerable to RSV?
That's a good question. I think possibly just because they've got very small airways, and also that because they've never encountered this before, they've had no chance to build up immunity to it. And so a combination of being completely vulnerable to it because they don't have any immunity, and then having very small airways, which as those small airways get inflamed by the virus infection, they can narrow and close very easily, and that causes all sorts of breathing difficulties.
According to the Pharmac website, palivizumab is shown to reduce hospitalization rates for at-risk babies. If this is the case, do you know why Pharmac stopped funding palivizumab to begin with?
No, I think you'd have to address that to Pharmac. I know that when they funded it in, 2022-23, it was only ever intended that time as a temporary thing. Because there was there was a bit of an outbreak of RSV at the time, and there were a lot of children going down with it. So I think they funded it at that time. They only ever intended to fund it temporarily. And then, of course, that temporary funding came to a halt last year, which meant that we had a winter when babies were unable to get this. And so we've now reversed that. So next winter, babies should be protected again. You'd have to address the questions directly at Pharmac, but I'm sure they'll say it comes down to what they fund and what they can afford. I think, though, it's fair to say that there are a lot of people unhappy about the temporary removal of the availability of palivizumab. It should also be said that overseas, the access to palivizumab is wider, and in fact there are now newer treatments which actually last a bit longer than palivizumab, so they're better, but we don't have access to those yet. So although we're really, really pleased to see that it is going to become available for our most vulnerable babies, there are a number of people who would like to see wider access, and particularly access to the newer medicines.
That was Professor Bob Hancock speaking about Pharmac's newly announced funding for palivizumab and the new triple inhaler.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.